Here we go. Oh, shouldn't probably start with that, huh? Hi, everybody. Oh my gosh, thrilling day, thrilling day, thrilling year, thrilling life. I'm your host, Mackenzie, and this is the first episode. The first true episode, I should say, of Bullshittery Podcast. Yeah. Ooh. I hope I'm not too loud, but I guess we're just going to find out. The hard way. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, know that this is also available on YouTube. It's video format, baby. And this little episode here is my intro episode. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and a little bit about where I come from, the water I drink, the men I love, the movies I watch. I don't know. I have nothing. It's all improvised, baby. There's no script here. I'm going to drift in and out of accents a lot because that is what I do. And I'm not your average girl, you know? I'm a little different. I'm kind of weird. I'm kind of funny. Oh, I'm going to crack open my caffeine-free Diet Coke. Not sponsored, but you could be. Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. If you're listening only, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because there's a lot of expressions you're missing out on. So subscribe to my YouTube. Subscribe. Anyway, hi, guys. I'm Mackenzie. I'm going to take a sip of this ASMR. I now live in LA. I moved to Los Angeles almost five months ago. Oh, no. Yeah, about 5 months ago now. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun, huh? And I'm an actor, actress, for those who get it, you get it. I'm an actor, actress. I do voiceover for commercial, trying to get into animation. That's a really big goal for me this year. I do it all, baby. You know, I run a video production company, which I'm not really doing at the moment, but it was my business in New York. I produced demo reels for actors. Very, very lucrative business. Very career-oriented. I'm very career-oriented. So that was really fun. But now I'm living in LA, and I'm just living I'm living a very free life at the moment, which for me, I come from a low-income family, okay? We didn't have a lot growing up. I don't have industry connections. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just trying my best, and I'm trying to do good in the world. So that's where we're at. That's what I'm doing. I'm out here following my dreams. Isn't that crazy? I'm out here following my dreams. And I'm loving it. I don't know how I did not move out here sooner. But before we get into the whole LA of it all, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about who I am. I don't know where to look. I'm going to look right at you. We don't have a Patreon yet. We don't have any sponsors yet. But my manifestation for this podcast, Bullshittery for me, is an experiment, okay? I love meeting new people, love chatting with people, getting to know people. And this is kind of a really cool vehicle for me to do that. And I also love just talking at a camera, like I'm doing now. So my original goal for Bullshittery was to have it one episode a week, kind of a weekly little podcast. New episodes releasing on Monday, interview only. But I think what I'm going to do is, I've been going live a lot on TikTok, and I'm really enjoying just a really improvised chat with you guys. And so I think I'm gonna bring it up to 3 episodes a week, a Monday, Wednesday, Friday sort of deal, where one episode a week is interviews and the other 2 episodes are just me doing characters, talking to you like this, telling you about myself, talking about what's going on in my life. We'll hit on some pop culture stuff. We'll talk about what's happening in the world, any cool celeb sightings I might have. Although what I do is I really consider myself a celebrity, so that when I meet them, I'm just like, oh, hey, how you doing? hope to work with you one day, fella. Oh, God. But yeah, it's going to be really fun, guys. So let's backtrack a little. Let's get to know who I am. Let's get to know me. So my name is Mackenzie. I'm a Taurus, but I'm a Leo rising, and I'm really trying to step into that Sagittarius moon. If anybody wants to do my chart, I would appreciate you. I'm originally from a little town called Middleburg, New York. It's upstate New York, and I love it there. My dad still lives there, and my aunt and my uncle. And I just love it there. It is my little paradise. It's in Schoharie County, if you ever been. If you know, you know. It's a little rednecky, but in the best way. And I love it. And then my parents got divorced when I was in fifth grade. So then I moved to Schenectady, New York. And that's where I lived out the rest of my school career. I went to Schenectady High School. Go Patriots! Woo! And I loved my high school experience. I had the best time. It was like I was, I've always been kind of like a
weirdo.
So when I first moved to Schenectady from Middleburg, I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't really know how to make friends. My friends had been my friends since, like, you know, first grade. So I was like, how do you meet new people? And I was lucky enough to fall into the best group of friends. I think I'll do like a longer episode on like that whole adventure of my life, because it was actually really funny and fun to like how I got into that group of friends. It was funny. So it was funny, if I haven't already said so. But yeah, they're still my best friends to this day. They are truly my rocks. They're my core rocks. And I love them.
I love them. I love them. I love them.
So yeah, went to Schenectady High School. And in 10th grade, I got into theater. I was not a theater kid growing up. Before that, I didn't really have that in my brain as like a thing. You know, for a while, I wanted to be an interior designer. I had a very normal upbringing, you know, where that wasn't really like an attainable thing. You know what I mean? It just wasn't when I wasn't. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I started doing plays when I was in 10th grade, and I just immediately fell in love with it. I was like, I'm obsessed. This is what I have to do for the rest of my life. I'm also trying to be aware of how fast I'm talking. So again, this is all a test. This is all an experiment, and we're going to grow and learn together. So bear with me. Okay.
Thanks.
Got into theater in 10th grade. I started doing plays at my high school, and then I got into some like community theater, which was, that's also an episode all on its own, because that was crazy experience. I remember the first time I saw a woman naked in the dressing room and I was like, oh my gosh. And that was when I knew I wanted to do this forever. Truly, I was like, everyone's so comfortable with themselves here, and like it feels like such a cool safe space. And I think I really liked doing like free community theater, because, you know, imagine me, this like 10th grade, 11th grade girl who all of her friends are like the cool popular girls who aren't into theater, and I'm like trying to find my own way while also trying to be cool. So to be able to go after school to like a theater was super cool for me, because I was suddenly surrounded by like-minded people, like at my core like-minded people. So I was like, oh my god, this is my crowd. And then senior year, I got the role of Adelaide, Miss
Adelaide, if you're nasty,
doing Guys and Dolls. I'm also like shivering right now. Like, why? Anyway, I got the role of Miss Adelaide in high school. And I just have to say, too, I had the best high school theater teachers ever. Shout out to Bill Ziskin. May he rest in peace. Tim Dugan, Sheila Loss, my dance connections teacher, who I had no right to be in that class, okay? Like, I was I was not a dancer. I was a mover. Always have been, always will be, okay? Don't know how I got into that class. I think she just liked me because it was like an exclusive class. Anyway, I had the best teachers in high school, and they really, really believed in me, and they really pushed me, and they treated us really seriously, and we felt like, you know, the theater majors, not majors, the theater kids, we really felt taken care of, and we really felt like believed in, and it was really important. Anyway, Schenectady High School rules. I love it there. It gets a bad rep. F them. Fuck them. I think I can swear on here, and I'm gonna. Fuck them. Anyway, so yeah, so then I went to college, and I originally, when I went to college, I was originally going to major in early childhood education, because again, theater was just not really, oh, I have one bar on my batteries, shite. Theater was really not something that I, again, was like a realistic thing, but I really loved it. And I remember when I first got to college, I really wanted to get into this acting class, but it was for sophomores and up only. So freshmen weren't really supposed to be taking this class because I went to a SUNY school. I went to SUNY Potsdam, and it was all like, you know, you had to get your gen eds out of the way, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, no, I need to take this class, like, please. And at that point, I had kind of a little bit of a resume from like my high school credits and like my, you know, community theater credits. And so they let me into this class. And that was when I was really like, no, like, I have to do this. So I dropped my early childhood ed major, like, I think halfway through my freshman year, switched over to a theater major, and then eventually I added on a theater education major because that school was the first SUNY school to have a theater education major, which was pretty major. They have since cut the program entirely, I'm pretty sure, because of funding, which really, really, really sucks. But that's a whole other episode that we can talk about. Anyway, so went to school, majored in theater and theater education, double major with an actor in with a minor in acting. I loved my professors. Shout out to Susan Neal and Kim Bouchard and Todd Kennedy and Jay Pecora and Robin and Don, and everyone was just like truly really cool and awesome. And I had a great college experience. I lived with the best roommates in the world, Vinny, Chris, and Jeffrey. They're still my best friends to this day. I'm giddy even talking about them. I'm gonna do a whole episode on that part of my college experience because it was just the best. We had a fake sorority fraternity, and we actually got in trouble with with Greek life because we were hosting parties that were literally running them out of business. So that was really fun. So that was college. I loved college. I had the best time ever. And then after college, I had to do student teaching. Excuse me. I had to do student teaching. So I went back to my high school, actually, and I did a segment there, and then I also did a segment at my middle school because it was K-12 certification. So I got to go back and work with my high school drama teacher as his like assistant teacher, which was just like the coolest thing ever. And then after my student teaching was done, I was like, okay, well, the next logical step is to move to New York City and try to pursue this and try to like do this. So I was about 19 when I moved. Not 19. I was like 21 when I moved to New York City. And I moved in with my great aunt and uncle on Staten Island. Shout out, Aunt Joan and Uncle Jim. I moved in with them for about a year, maybe almost 2 years. I stayed with them for a while. I commuted into the city. My first job was as a receptionist. I was a receptionist, and I was a damn good one too. I still have a great relationship actually with that job. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. So I was a receptionist for a little while, and then I worked at a place called New York Kids Club. New York Kids Club. Shout out to all my New York all the New York Kids Club friends and fam. I worked there for like 3 years. 4 years? I worked there for a while, and I did birthday parties on the weekends. And while I'm doing like these jobs, I'm also like auditioning. I'm trying to figure out even what the hell to do, because unless you come from an industry family or you come from the world, you have some connection, it is so hard, okay? If you don't know, it's so hard, okay? You just don't know. And there's so many steps you have to take to even kind of like learn what's right and wrong to do in the industry. And I can do a whole episode on that too, of like the workshops and the reviews and the musical reviews and like the little things that I would do. So how are we on time? 15 minutes. Stunning. Stunning. We're getting through this. We're breezing right through. So for like 5 years, I was really like pursuing, just trying to be an actor. I did some short films. I did some staged readings. I did some musical readings. I did like a bunch of random little weird jobs, just trying to make it, just trying to get my name out there. That was like back in the day when like you had to staple your headshot in your resume, and you had to make sure it was 8x10, and you cut all the corners off of the paper, and it had to be perfect. So glad that's over. So glad that's over. And then eventually I had a boyfriend, and that's a whole thing. I had a boyfriend that I dated for like 4 years. Sorry, I'm saying I'm a lot. This is all improvised. I don't really have anything planned. So I'm giving you the rundown of my life. And during that time, we co-founded our video production company, and, I did an off-Broadway musical called The Marvelous Wonderettes, under Tom and Michael Dangora. Love them. They gave me my equity card, which was a huge deal for me because it's just so hard to get in there. Now it's easier because they've opened up the restrictions for it, but it used to be really hard. You needed like a certain amount of points. I think it was like 50 points or I don't even know. They gave me my equity card, and that was huge. And then about a year after that or so, I got into voiceover. And it was something that I was always like a really good mimic growing up, and I always loved kind of mimicking and like impersonating and doing all that. And so I kind of just created my own voice reels. I looked up on YouTube how to do it. I bought a $100 USB mic, and I made a reel. And then I met this agent who I didn't know was an agent, Steph. You cheeky bugger, you. I met an agent at a party, at like this gala party, award show thingy. I don't even know. And she was so cool and so lovely, and we hit it off. We were immediate friends. And then she told me she was an agent of Buchwald. And I was like, oh my God, cool. And her boyfriend at the time ended up secretly, without my knowledge, sending my voiceover demos to Buchwald. And then I got a random email from an agent at Buchwald. And you don't just get random emails from agents. You don't. It doesn't happen until it happens. And then they were like, hey, we heard your demos. Can you come into the studio and read for us? And I was like, what the fuck? What do you mean? Okay. So I went into the Buchwald studio in New York, and I went in and I read like 5 pieces of commercial copy. And I came out of the studio, and the guy, the engineer at the time, was like, what the heck have you been? Where you been at? And I was like, my friend, I've been here. I've been stomping a pavement. I've been walking down the street singing do a diddy, diddy dum diddy do. And that was the end of that. And so they signed me, and I've been with Buchwald ever since for voiceover. And now they rep me for film and TV as well. So if you are watching this and you are saying, how can I hire this woman? That's how you can hire me. There'll be details in my bio and stuff, you know, with how you can contact me. I'm for hire. I can do it all, baby. Anywhoozy, what's it? So yeah, I signed with Buchwald, and then the pandemic hit. So during all this time, during these years in New York City, I'm trying to audition. I'm trying to get myself out there. I always really considered myself like a dramatic actress, and I still do. To be clear, I still do. But I've, since TikTok and that whole thing kind of took off, I've really discovered like my comedic voice as well. And so I'm leaning much more into comedy these days, which is really fun. Who am I looking at? Like, there's no one there. Who am I looking at? It was a really fun time. It was great. Thank you so much for asking. It was very sweet of you. So I got into TikTok during the pandemic, and the pandemic was weird because, we're 2020 now. And I went and stayed with my grandma for a year, which was wonderful, with my then boyfriend at the time. But we were on the verge of a breakup. We were on the verge. And we stayed with my grandma for a year and then moved to Kingston, New York, when things were kind of starting to clear up. But I was one of those people during the pandemic where I thought, okay, it's going to be a little 2-week stint, and then we're going to get back to business. And it wasn't happening that way. And so while we were watching Tiger King, we said, I don't think we want to move back to New York City. I think we're done with that whole thing. It's been quite an adventure there, but I think we need to kind of chill out a bit, you know? The city kind of like, for me, I feel at least, this New York City either like inspires you and like pushes you and gets you going, or it can be like overwhelming. And at that phase of my life, I think I was more overwhelmed by it than stimulated by it. So I was out of there. So we moved to the Hudson Valley, and I lived in Kingston, New York for 2 years, 3 years, almost 2.5 years. And then I moved to LA. And during the TikTok time is when I finally was represented by a manager, because all this time I could not land an agent. And the thing I was getting told over and over and over again was, wow, you're really good. We just don't know where to put you. And that's really hard to hear, especially when you don't know where to put yourself. Because there are some people that, okay, they know comedy is their thing and they're going to do improv and stand up and sketch and they're just going to be on a team and they're going to do it. And I just could never commit to that fully because, like, in my mind, I was always like, no, I'm the next Meryl Streep. Like, I need just to be discovered. I need to be seen. I need someone to just, like, you know, whisk me off my feet and see me in a bank and say,
you're the next star, kid.
But that just doesn't really happen. So, I'm realizing now, and I've realized over the past couple of years, like through the TikTok stuff, is that you really do have to kind of like be the CEO of your own life and take the bull by the horns and do all that. So I'm doing that. This is what this is. I'm taking the bull by the horns. Taking a bull by the horns. Bullshittery podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. After I got out of that relationship that was not serving me any longer, my battery's gonna die. Life got really, really good. And I feel really, really good. And I feel really, really happy now. And I feel really like where I'm supposed to be. And I'm just really excited to kind of do this podcast and let you in on my life and let you get to know me. And if you want to know anything, let me know. Comment below. What do you want to know about me? What kind of segments do you want me to do on here? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? I guess that's kind of where we'll leave this intro episode. I'm Mackenzie. You can find me at Mackenzie Barman everywhere on all the socials. Follow me. Be my friend. The goal with this is to eventually take it on tour and do a whole bullshittery tour. So just stay tuned. I love you. I freaking love you. And I love everything about you. And I wish I could just swallow you up whole. I don't know what's going on anymore. I've lost the plot. Anyway, I'm going to let this go because we are 21 minutes in and I just wanted it to be a nice little breezy, cheesy, little intro easy for the squeezies. So anyway, a little departing song. Yeah? Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. You were bigger than the whole sky. I really love you. I really do. Oh, she can sing too. What a surprise. I could tell by the glimmer in her eyes. She's got a talent for the musical improv. Oh, she do, 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 do. She do. Yeah.
That was fun. All right, more of that next week. Or in 2 days, I mean. Because that's what's going to happen here. All right, anyway. Interview's coming. I love ya. I need ya. I see ya. Mackenzie out. All right, bye.